the first being that God created with a free will were the angels before he created man. And the moment you give someone a free will, there's the possibility of obedience or disobedience, which is not there when he created the planets and the stars and trees and all, which have no free will. So your heart was lifted up. What was it lifted up with? Three things I told you. His beauty, his wisdom or knowledge, and third, his position. Pride in his beauty, pride in his wisdom, pride in his position. It's the root of all sin. Pride, pride, pride. And the root of all holiness is, secret of all holiness is humility, humility, humility. Never, never forget it. And we are all born with this inborn pride which makes us want to show off that we are one cleverer than others or more good looking than others. Good looking means physically, spiritually, anyway, spiritual beauty, more spiritual. We want to prove that we are more discerning, more spiritual. We want to prove that we are more good-looking, more clever than others, or we know more than the Bible than the others, or we understand the New Covenant better than others. And we can say, thank God, we are not like other believers who don't understand the New Covenant. It's all pride in the heart. It's so subtle. And the third is our position. We can be proud of the fact that we are elders or recognized as spiritual in a church, or that we have a ministry and position, all types of things. Remember this, pride in our beauty, physical or spiritual, pride in our knowledge, whether earthly or biblical or spiritual, and third, pride in our position. That's the root of all sin. And that's what makes us fight and quarrel with people. You see, a husband fights with his wife because he thinks he's more spiritual. Many fight because they think they are stronger. I can overcome physical strength and beauty and position. I'm the head of this house. Position. That's how all quarrels and fights come. And the same out in the world, or because they browbeat other people saying, I'm cleverer than you, you better not listen. That's how it is in so many cults where one person just forces his view on everybody else and you better accept what I say. And with position and beauty, and look at the number of actors and actresses who ruined their life because they were physically good looking. Thank God you are not so good looking that you didn't end up in the movie industry and destroy your life. So we must look for every opportunity or everything in the scripture that helps us to go down and become zero in our own eyes. And I want to say to you that from the time we are converted, one of the great works that God seeks to do in your life and mine is to bring us down to zero. Once we reach zero, he can do something for us. Till then, he can do nothing. It's like the first miracle that Jesus did. He did not go and... I'm sure Jesus, who knew the future, what is there? He didn't know. So many things he knew would happen in the future. He knew the wine would finish. Why didn't he go before they came to that embarrassing position where it's all over and the cans of wine are all empty? No, he doesn't. He waits till it comes to zero, till the last drop of wine is over and they confess, we have no wine. Okay, now I'll do something for you. I want to say to you, that's the first miracle, and there's something, a lesson there, that it's very, very difficult for human beings to admit that there's nothing in them that they can do to please God. They always feel there's something in me. And also, take this matter of, you can also feel that God chose me because of something in me. Absolute nonsense. There was nothing in you that made God choose you. Oh, maybe you had a little desire after him. Ah, that's why you don't grow spiritually. Because you haven't come to zero. You think that there was something in you that made God choose you. If I were to ask you, why did God choose you and not some other members in your own family. You'll say, well, I had a desire towards God. That's exactly why you don't grow spiritually. Because you think there was something in you which makes you a little better than the other people. Why is it you found the truth in CFC which some other Christians haven't found? Because you think, oh, you had a hunger after God. That's why you've come to CFC and you've hardly grown at all. I've seen people sit here for 40 years and they've not grown spiritually. They don't think so. They think they've grown. They've grown in knowledge. But they haven't. They haven't grown spiritually. They haven't grown in humility. The only growth I recognize is humility, because that's the only growth Jesus recognizes. And if you guys are not growing in humility, I want to tell you, don't worry about my not recognize you. God doesn't recognize you. That's serious. But that's the only thing that I value, because I say, I want to see how much grace God has given a person. That shows me God's estimate of that person. And I know that God gives grace only to the humble. You can think whatever you may like about yourself and have tremendous amount of Bible knowledge and gifts and ability and all that. But if God doesn't see you're humble, you just will not get grace. And after some time, it will become evident to others that you've not got grace, even though you yourself think that you got a lot of grace because you're very active and zealous and doing this and doing that and helping people in the church and knowing the Bible and preaching and all that. The other, anyone with real spiritual discernment will see you haven't got it. I want to say that, and I believe that there are very few people I have met in my life, even among CFC elders in different churches, who have spiritual discernment to see through people. And how does our discernment grow? Our discernment grows as we judge ourselves and refuse to judge other people. You judge other people, you'll never grow in discernment. A humble man is always judging himself because he sees, I've not, why does he judge himself? He says, I've not yet become as humble as Jesus Christ. That's why I judge myself every day. And when shall I stop judging myself? The day I become as humble as Jesus Christ, I will stop judging myself. And that day is not going to come till Christ returns. Do you recognize that? God is my witness that I judge myself every single day. And I've been doing that for many, many years because I've seen Jesus and I've seen that I'm so way beneath Him and I want to be like Him. I have no interest in becoming a famous preacher or traveling here and there or having a ministry or anything. I want to be like Jesus. My passion. It's been my passion almost from the beginning of my Christian life. I hope that is your passion. I hope your passion is not to get up and preach. I know many, many brothers in different CFC churches, their great desire is to get up and preach. They'll never become like Christ. Not in 100 million years. Because, I mean, anybody can be a preacher. You just got to have a little cleverness and little knowledge of the Bible and no consideration for others, wasting their time. You'll be a preacher. Sure. But if you really want to be a servant of God, and God has to back you up with His grace, and that requires humility. And that's why I'm telling you these things. I want every single one of you to be useful to God, not as a preacher, but as a useful witness for Christ in your home, first of all, in your office and everywhere, so that you're like a little lamp that burns brighter and brighter and people can be drawn to Christ. And the only way for that is if you get rid of all this poison that the devil has put in the human race called pride, which makes us think too much of ourselves. So everything in the Bible that helps us to go down and recognize we are nothing is of great help.